Good morning on I-295, I-10, and Butler Boulevard. There are no problems, but if you're on I-95 South, right at around Airport Road, you'll see a broken down car on the right. Lots of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, less rain, but still mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. And right now, it is 77 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy. Newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times it got brutal. The Miami Dolphins say any player who protests on the field during the national anthem could be suspended.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what those fines could be. They didn't list really an amount what's going to take place, but it's going to be quite interesting. Miami Dolphins, one of the first teams to come out and say, hey, we may fine you.
Yeah.
So I guess they don't want their audience to go down.
What's interesting is they didn't say would be suspended. They said that they could be. So
yeah, that's even a good enough stand right there.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of like, well, we might. You know, that's kind of what they said.
Yeah, what's the point?
Well, they weren't definitive. They could have said, you know, we'll take a chance. We may do something, but we may not.
If they weren't going to do anything, why would they make the point?
Exactly. So I think they're just trying to discourage it.
Yeah, they want their audience back up.
Yes.
Good morning. 3 minutes after the top of the hour, Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. Coming up at 7 a.m., Judge Jeanine Pirro. How do you pronounce her last name? Is it Pirro?
I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. So she's going to join us here at the 7 a.m. hour, so we've got a lot set and ready to go. More as we continue to move along, President Trump says, listen, ain't nobody been tougher on Russia than me. He lays out the facts with an interview with CNBC that took place just recently, and he pretty much said, hey, if we don't get along with Putin, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. By the way, this clip is actually quite funny. He calls Obama a patsy for Russia.
Tougher on Russia than any president in many, many years, maybe ever. Even the big fight I have with Germany over the fact that they're taking natural gas, they're taking energy from Russia, paying them billions of dollars. I said, wait a minute, we're supposed to be protecting you from Russia, and you're paying them billions of dollars. What's that all about? Now, do you think that's a positive for Russia? I'm talking them out of things that they're giving billions of dollars. It's ridiculous, by the way, that that's happening. And look at the sanctions I've put on. Look at the diplomats I threw out. Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it. Obama was a patsy for Russia. He was a total patsy. Look at the statement he made where he thought the mics were turned off, okay? The stupid statement he made. Nobody does a big deal about that. Getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative.
Right.
Now, with that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The worst he's ever had.
You know, it's kind of interesting. He has to make up for some of the criticism that took place days ago in Helsinki with Vlad.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line here, and I think it's a valid argument, that why is everything blamed on him? Russia meddling, the problems with Crimea, this all happened underneath President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Obama was going to be able to stop anything about it, but I think there has to be a consistency when it comes to the media and others out there that, again, you want to blame Trump, yet, but when all of this stuff about a real collusion, some would say,
yeah,
hey, listen, you tell Vlad 2012 that I'll be able to, once I get reelected, it's the last time I can run, we'll sit back and do something as well.
But you know what? It just shows how the media is, in fact, biased, and the things the American people are seeing through it, and it's showing in the on election day that, you know, the people are not going to be persuaded by the left-wing media.
The Democrats have a new slogan. See if many of you know what this slogan is. Peter Ducey was talking about this along with Bernie Sanders advisor Teslin Figaro. They tried a new slogan last year called A Better Deal, Better Skills, Better Jobs, Better Wages. Evidently, the Trump tax cuts overtook that. So now their new deal, and see if this sounds familiar. It's called, you ready for this?
I'm ready.
For the People.
2020.
Well, they've got a little bit of branding. The brand new slogan for the Democrats is For the People. Do you think that's going to get people out to pull the lever for them?
Yeah, I guess it's going to be who people, you know, what people are they talking about? You know, there's still individuals, even like the African-American community, that still feels that there's a missing spot, you know, where we haven't been talked about, our issues haven't been talked about, you know, besides just fun hashtags. But at the end of the day, there hasn't really been a lot of solutions presented. So for the people won't work unless they really start to distinguish who those people are and what those people stand for.
She knocks it out of the ballpark. Yeah, what people you're talking about right there.
I'm wondering if John Morgan has a copyright on that, some type of registered trademark.
I think he probably does. Huh. And Morgan's not really. Morgan, I think one time said he didn't want to be the ATM for the Democratic Party here in the state of Florida. The new slogan. Come on, I mean, it's kind of like saying you've got a government-run golf course. They can't get people to show up because the courses stink, so they change the name.
Ah,
they make it sexy, but yet the course hasn't changed.
Mm.
So people show up and go. I mean, it's kind of like a new restaurant. People show up under new management, but the food still stinks. You ever see that?
We've all been to that restaurant.
Yeah, it says open 24 hours,
uh-huh.
But no one ever sees them take out garbage.
Exactly.
But the question is, a new motto, you think it's going to really sell?
You know what? I don't, but it could help. You know, you don't know. You know, elections have been won on less than 1,000 votes nationally for the presidency, so it may have somewhat of influence. We'll see.
Wow, very much in depth again. I'll get a few more emails about that. So anyways, the issue of immigration, illegal immigration, the ICE, abolishing it. We had done a story days back about immigration among Florida candidates. We did a few on Ron DeSantis running against Adam Putnam. The Putnam crowd is, of course, being heavily criticized for some of his votes. Some would say it was a backdoor backdoor amnesty when he was in Congress underneath the Bush administration. And the Putnam crowd has said, hey, listen, we've opposed DACA and pretty much given them a blank check about how that when they want to become legal status and then, of course, citizenship. So it's a lot of back and forth. We've also talked about how some of those that are running against other Republicans. The whole story is all about other Republicans and what their view is. Some of these people running for office have been never Trumpers.
Mm-hmm.
Do they support the president's plan? And they absolutely have nothing on their website dealing with the issue of immigration. Ari Fleischer was asked about this, former Bush press spokesperson. He says, listen, I'm a Bush immigration guy. You know, it was kind of light. Some would say it's like the Gang of Eight. But he says, despite that, the Democrats can't tell the difference between legal and illegal. They just want everybody to show up.
I'm an immigrant, and I still am a George W. Bush comprehensive immigration reform Republican.
Mm-hmm.
But the vulnerability the Democrats have on this issue is they are now, too many of them, unable to make a moral distinction between people who come here legally and illegally. Too many Democrats now believe that anybody who wants to come here, it is immoral to not let them come.
And that's from a guy who supports probably a very light, moderate version, mm-hmm. for some would say backdoor amnesty. But here's a political question. I think many of you know the answer. If there were, let's say that there was a blanket of people coming from Castro over in Cuba,
mm-hmm.
knowing that the majority of Cubans, now they may change, but in years down the road, but the majority of Cubans support Republicans. Do you think Democrats would have an open border mentality towards Cubans?
Absolutely not. I don't believe they would. And I do believe that their lack of distinction between legal and illegal immigration when it comes to Hispanics is all about future elections. I believe the Democrats are trying to position themselves as being the party that stood with Hispanics during this time.
So with the abolishing ICE and the immigration debate probably coming back up, DACA, what's going to happen? Is anything going to be voted on before the August recess? The question is how do you disincentivize the issue when it comes to illegal immigration coming in when a lot of businesses out there kind of like it? Here was Melissa Francis and others on Outnumbered saying that maybe if we supported E-Verify, that might have a cause and effect when it comes to this issue,
et cetera. Yeah. And I always suggest, actually, you have to also stop the demand, which no one is talking about. If employers were actually fine, because what's happening is that they're employing these individuals because they don't want to pay withholding. They don't want to pay Social Security, unemployment, workers' comp. You want to help make Social Security and Medicare more solvent? You find those people 10 times more than Medicare and Social Security withholding. And watch the demand go down.
You just made a friend out of Melissa
Francis. It's so true. I mean, you verify. You just force everybody to verify their employees, and all of a sudden it takes away the economic incentive to come here. Why isn't that more of a winning issue?
That's a very valid argument. I mean, there are 15 different ways for moderates to liberal Democrats to conservative mm-hmm. Republicans on how to deal with the issue of immigration. welfare benefits, disincentivize them. Some say having them learn civics, have them learn English, have them go to the back of the line. There's many ways to deal with this issue, but when it comes to market forms, that some would say would be a way to disincentivize by forcing businesses to go along with E-Verify, or you force the businesses by saying, okay, fine, you want to have everybody come in, you got to pay to Social Security, you got to pay unemployment, you got to pay their health care, you got to pay their FICA taxes.
Yeah.
That's kind of an interesting thing.
Right now, you know, and you're alluding to it, it is a reality that a lot of people that on the surface may say they're against illegal immigration are benefiting from it. You know, you and I, when we go to the grocery store and, you know, we find buy one, to, you know, get one free, you know, all of us benefit from
I don't know about that. No.
I don't think so.
Listen, that argument, I think that's been used by many of those in the chamber and some Republicans and Democrats by saying, well, if I don't have illegal aliens, the cost of my hamburger is going up. Really? Well, you know what happens when you have inflation, when you have some of the things that's pretty much is taking place with agriculture and other, there's a lot of other ways for your cost of food to go up. When it happens when you have healthcare costs that go up, you've got to make that up. You're going to charge more at the dinner table. When you got to pay more in unemployment benefits, when you have to pay more in Social Security, legal, your cost of doing business goes up. I think that's, with all due respect, I think that's kind of a weak argument. I've heard that many times. There's not really a lot of studies to show that.
Well, the fact of the matter is we do have illegal immigrants, a lot of them in this country. How are they contributing to the economy?
Okay, but
they
here's
have
the point.
Jobs.
Wait, if my food, if if the cost of my eggs is at a reasonable price, are you mean to tell me that those guys are breaking the law by giving me an equal? Because Publix would be implicated in that. Winn-Dixie, Walmart.
Well, see, there's some line of separation. They don't necessarily know. Their suppliers are just saying, hey, here's the deal on the eggs.
Yeah, but the government will know.
The government may or may not know, especially if they're not actively enforcing the law. You know,
you've got a lot of legal aliens here working on a guest worker visa. So to sit back and say, well, they're all illegal.
What are the illegal immigrants doing then? Are they
breaking the law?
They're involved with.
There are a lot of them that don't work and a lot of them that suck off the government dole.
Okay.
So
that's a possibility.
We'll cover more of this as we continue to move along. 222 Talk, 222-8255, 14 minutes after the hour. Talk Radio WBOB.
I-295, I-10, and Butler Boulevard, all okay. However, 95 going north near Airport Road. Look out for a broken down car, and we can see on the traffic cams a little bit of backup is starting to accumulate. Traffic this morning is being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, July 20th at 7 p.m., it's the Steve Miller Band with Peter Frampton in concert at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. Friday, July 20th at 8 p.m., it's the Oak Ridge Boys in concert at the Thrasher Horn Center for the Arts in Orange Park. And Saturday, July 21st at 7 p.m., it's the Jacksonville Sharks versus the Columbus Lions at Veterans Memorial Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
We're expecting around an 80% chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, less rain, mostly cloudy, and 75 degrees will be the low. Right now at 78 here at WBOB.
Laura Ingram next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times it got brutal. The Miami Dolphins say any player who protests on the field during the national anthem could be suspended. And President Trump says if he and Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Don't forget, you can go to Facebook.com/WBOB, like the page, comment on any comments or questions we've made on the morning show. Also, you can download the app. It is free. Just go to WBOB.com. Listen to us on your smartphones. Larry Kudlow, who is the top economic advisor, at least one of them, for the Trump administration, was being interviewed about the latest economic numbers of what's going on. And he says, I kind of remember from the Democrats that told us that the 1.8, the 2% GDP growth rate was going to be the norm.
But it could be higher. I'd be thrilled if it was 3+, because that was our baseline. Everybody yelled at me during the campaign, after the campaign. And when I came into this office, you'll never get three, you'll never get three, including many dear friends of mine in the Democratic Party, who I respect enormously. We are getting three, and it may be four for a quarter or two.
So he says, there you go. So he goes, the Democrats were all wrong. Remember the Paul Krugmans from the New York Times, President Obama. This is the best it's going to be. Which always makes you wonder, was America's best days behind us? Now we're up to almost 4% GDP growth rate,
right,
in several sectors when it comes to some of these quarters out there. But yet, if you're not able to make enough money, you know, the Dems got a new slogan, for the people. They believe that we need to go a little bit further. The idea of a universal basic income. Roger, we have talked about this before when it comes to, again, a universal basic income. We're pretty much, and it's a modern welfare scheme through which citizens are granted a, quote, livable income from the government without condition. In other words, no rules apply.
That means they don't even have to have a job?
Yeah.
Wow.
Without condition. Chicago is now the latest city to consider testing this. Even some of the Democrats are talking about bringing it here into Florida. Here with that is Making Money with Charles Payne.
Alternative to this, now Chicago is the latest town in America talking about, hey, let's just provide universal basic income. It's a plan that's been tried before. Stockton, California wants to do it. Essentially, it's free money. It's oxymoronic. They tried it in Finland. It failed. How do you give people money? And this is a Democratic idea. How do you give people money, Capri, and then think that they'll say, okay, I'm going to go to work now?
Yeah, how do you do that? Delroy Murdoch from National Review, he kind of makes it a little bit too simplistic, but he says this is how you deal with the issue of poor people, basic income, welfare.
I think the best way to help people with low incomes is through economic growth. We now have the record low black unemployment, record low Hispanic unemployment. The female adult unemployment is the lowest level since 1953 under Eisenhower. So more tax cuts, more deregulation, more economic growth, and these things will take care of themselves.
By the way, we all know that this is being heavily funded with your taxes, going with the rich. So a basic income supposedly is going to replace welfare?
I don't know where the money is going to come from.
I just thought it's going to come from the private sector, the government. They're going to tax everybody. Cities, they're talking about putting an extra tax like on a restaurant, on a surcharge. They're going to find the money. Cities are going to do this.
Well, I can't imagine that not creating hyperinflation, because people will not be able to permanently. So that's unsustainable, Ed.
We have. I agree with you. Remember Robert Reich, the former Secretary of Labor under the Bill Clinton. He says, believe it or not, universal basic income without any rules applied, he says, quote, is actually a good thing.
As new technologies replace work, the question for the future is how best to provide economic security for all. A universal basic income could be an answer. Some think it could be superior to welfare or other kinds of public assistance, because a universal basic income doesn't tell people what to spend the assistance on, and everyone qualifies. In recent years, evidence has shown that giving people cash as a way to address poverty actually works. In study after study, people don't stop working and they don't drink it away. They actually use it to increase their earnings.
Really? How do they do it to increase their earnings? What kind of is interesting is everybody talks about economic security. Folks, the only security you got is maybe in your faith, maybe in a marriage. But when it comes to economic security, you don't even have job security.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we going to go now next at, for example, like the Times Union out of Jacksonville? They all want to unionize. They know that their jobs, the marketplace shows that everything's going to digital, you know, like us at FloridaDaily.com. Many of other stations, you know, have a lot of their news online. A lot of people, a lot of the news companies show a lot more online as well. This is the way the marketplace is going. So now what you've got is these people want a guaranteed income, unionization of newspapers, basic income. I mean, this is pretty much what it is. There is no economic security out there.
If people have enough money to live on, there will be a lot of people who choose not to work. And then what are they going to do with that money when they want to go out and spend it? There's no one there to service them.
Yeah.
And in my thinking, it'll be worthless. And if you got $1,000 on your debit card right now, and then you want to go out to a restaurant under this basic income, the people who work there, who were working there, don't have to anymore because they've got their basic income. Therefore, the restaurant closes.
Correct. You bring up, I mean, this is like that argument within the minimum wage, because you bring up a very valid point. This is going to be done by cities by cities. What tax is going to be implemented for this to take place? This. They got to pay for everything of the onslaught. Of course, you know, unfunded mandates coming from Tallahassee education. They've got to pay for all of this out there. Small Business Administrator Linda McMahon, the president, came out with a new job retraining program. He says, hey, you know, all this about the colleges and everything else, and this is a big issue, even here in the gubernatorial race in Florida, about whether or not we need college degrees. Linda McMahon says, no, what we need are skilled workers.
There are more jobs available, and for the first time, we have workers for. And when I'm out visiting with small businesses, their number one issue that they're talking to me about now is a skilled workforce. But also, if you think about the company Foxconn that's going to be coming to Wisconsin in 2020, they're going to be bringing 13,000 employees. But first, they need 10,000 workers to build the building. So those skilled workers we need are welders, carpenters, electricians, plumbers. So when I say skilled workforce, it is a workforce that is going to fit the needs of industry today.
But listen to what she says. This is a fascinating thing for all of you out there listening right now. She says, what is going on right now is many of these big companies are offering the colleges, forget these degrees, we will come in, pay for it, we'll have our own skilled instructor come in, we will help pay for all of this if you just kind of allow us the opportunity.
I know companies now that are going into vocational schools and our community colleges, and they're putting the equipment in there to train students on. And there's a cooperative program whereby the student will be in class for 2 days a week and then work on the floor of the company 3 days a week and get paid while they're doing
it. Nice.
And then when they graduate and finish the actual program, they move immediately into that company's workforce. Oh, so the private sector is going to have a big part of making this all work in our training and reskilling our workforce.
I think the marketplace is going to have to show that the days of weaning down and have a 4-year, 6-year college degree is just totally Some would say with some of the emails, it could be a somewhat of a thing of the past. I mean, you know, going to colleges. I mean, you can take courses online right now.
Yeah, you can take them online.
Right. And so the whole thing about this, where the companies come in, job retraining, they're offering to pay for things. This is what's needed in our local high schools is too, Roger.
You know, I don't believe that applies necessarily to every profession, but probably a lot of them. Like, for example, if you're going to, you know, become a doctor, you're going to have to go to college. You just can't get that online. But there are other areas that you don't necessarily need a college degree.
Yeah,
you know,
like radio.
Yeah, you know, radio. There are a lot. Peter Jennings, top news anchor for years in the United States, passed away.
Didn't have a college degree.
Dropped out of high school.
Yeah. So a lot of guys have done it. More as we continue to move along. Coming up next in just a few moments, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
295 Butler Boulevard and I-10 are problem-free. However, at 95 North and Airport Road, we see a broken-down car this morning.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any maker model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 1813307.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
Expect around an 80% chance of rain with thunderstorms by the afternoon and a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 75, 78 now here at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Coming up next, former executive director and very well-known columnist Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Democrat Party here. The NRA in Florida has released their top scores for elected officials. Guess who they gave an A-plus rating to in the gubernatorial race? We'll talk about that. And the Dems' new slogan kind of mirrors the slogan of John Morgan. All of this next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 11 people killed when a boat carrying tourists on a Missouri lake capsized and sank in heavy weather last night. Happened on Table Rock Lake in Branson, Missouri. 5 people still missing. A cluster of tornadoes swept people, flattening buildings in 3 cities and forcing the evacuation of a hospital. Russia's U.S. ambassador says Moscow is ready to talk about a possible visit to Washington by Russian President Putin after an invitation from President Trump. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are in the red. Dow futures currently down about 142 points. NASDAQ futures are off 12, and S&P futures down 11 points, pointing to a lower open later this morning on Wall Street. More details at srnnews.com.
No accidents to report. However, we do see a couple of broken down cars. I-95 north at Airport Road. There's a broken down car on the right side of the road. And in St. John's County, 95 north, just after the International Golf Parkway, there's another car that's having engine trouble this morning. Strong chance of rain with thunderstorms today and a high of 84. Tonight, mostly cloudy, but less rain. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 78 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Miami Dolphins say any player who protests on the field during the national anthem could be suspended. President Trump says if he and Russian leader Vladimir Putin can't get along, he will be Putin's worst enemy. And newly appointed Jacksonville City Councilman Terrence Freeman hosted his first town hall meeting, and at times, it got brutal.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at wbob.com.
Coming up at 7 a.m., Judge Jeanine Pirro, her latest book's called Liars, Leakers, and Liberals. You could just say liberals because they're actually liars and leakers. But anyway, the case against the anti-Trump conspiracy. She's the host of Fox News Justice with Judge Jeanine. She's going to join us here at 7 a.m. So we'll get all that ready to go. Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson here on our Newsmaker line. He's with us every week. The legend, very, very well-known columnist here in the state of Florida. Also the former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party, our friend Barney Bishop. So Barney, the NRA has come out with their latest here in the state of Florida. The NRA has come out with their latest scorecards, and pretty much their new grades. If you go to the NRA's website, they've given candidate for governor Adam Putnam an A+. Ron DeSantis got an A. I guess that's like getting an F sometimes. But many of the Republicans got like a C and B grade. Was that because they voted for that? Well, I mean, even Governor Rick Scott supported that gun control bill by raising the ages of 18 to 21. Talk to me more about this NRA, the score grade.
Well, these grades were given out based on the totality of their voting record. And it's going to include the gun vote at the end of the legislative session, which was not something that the NRA supported, but Republicans in the Senate did. Some Republicans in the House did, but more in the Senate is the issue. And, those grades are the way that they're at.
You know, here's an interesting question. I've always been curious about this bill, and I get a lot of hit pieces from emails from some of the listeners. And the point is I understand that we don't want to see any type of gun control. But then again, as you and I both know, Barney, as a journalist, you've been a very well-known columnist. I live in the reality world here. You don't have to support it, but if you got Republicans and Democrats that are going down that road, you try to put it in much more of your favor. For example, if you're going to go down a spending program, you try to make it more free market based instead of having so much government involvement. My question to you is, it was raised as the ages of 18 to 21 for all guns, but some at the conversation at the beginning, Roger and I were talking about this, was that they wanted to also look at banning certain type of guns being sold here in the state of Florida. My question to you, and this is what I'm getting at, because I had to set this up. My question to you is, could this gun bill, this gun control bill, been much worse?
Oh, no question. I mean, look, the students and the parents down from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Broward County, I mean, they wanted an assault weapon ban. That was never going to happen. I'm not sure that raising the age from 18 to 21 for long guns, which is the technical term for rifles and shotguns, is really appropriate, but there's no question that the legislature succumbed to the pressure put on them and by the mainstream media press day by day during the last 2 weeks of the legislative session. The issue really isn't about guns, though, and we've talked about this before, Ed, on your show. It's really about mental health. And
right.
That's what the liberals don't get, because they're focused on one thing. They'll use any disaster as best they can to take away our guns. And it's just absolutely wrong.
Hey, Barney, I need to break a little bit into the bill a little bit. A lot of people listening right now are going to ask this question. And I think I know this, but I want to make sure. In order to buy ammunition in Florida, you got to be 18 and over. Does that increase with the age of 18 to 21 in order to buy ammunition here in Florida?
Oh, man, that's a great question, Ed. I don't know the answer to it. I don't want to say yes or no because I don't know definitively. I'd have to go back and look at the bill, but I think that's a good question. I don't know that that got changed. I know buying a long gun got changed, but I don't know about the ammunition.
Is this going to be challenged at the state Supreme Court, and is it possible this is going to be challenged at the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yes. The NRA and Marion Hammer have already filed a lawsuit against this, and so this will be litigated, and it'll get decided by the highest court in the country, ultimately. And it'll take several years for it to get there, but when it does, it will be decided by a court.
Barney Bishop.
Well, they've got a little...
Yeah, I want to play this clip here for you. Barney Bishop here on our Newsmaker line, former executive director of the Florida Democrat Party. The Democrats have a new slogan out here, Barney. Now, remember last year, the new slogan was a better deal, better skills, better jobs, and better wages. Evidently, that didn't seem to fly. The new one, let me play this clip for you with Peter Ducey from Fox News and former Bernie Sanders advisor Teslin Figueroa. The new slogan is called For the People.
2020.
Well, they've got a little bit of branding. The brand new slogan for the Democrats is For the People. Do you think that's going to get people out to pull the lever for them?
Yeah, I guess it's going to be who people, you know, what people are they talking about? You know, there's still individuals, there's a missing spot, you know, where we haven't been talked about, our issues haven't been talked about, you know, besides just fun hashtags. But at the end of the day, there hasn't really been a lot of solutions presented. So For the People won't work unless they really start to distinguish who those people are and what those people stand for.
Wait, I thought John Morgan owned that slogan there, Barney.
Yeah, listen, I mean, he is absolutely having a heyday with this on Twitter and on social media. And look, I mean, it's a very appropriate for him and his law firm, and it's a good one for the Democrats. Is it going to get them to vote? No. Slogans don't work. It's got to be issues. And the problem for the Democrats is that the only thing that they are, they're against Rick Scott or they're against Donald Trump. You got to be for something. The things that they're actually in favor of are things that most Floridians don't support. They don't support the legalization of marijuana. They might support the decriminalization of marijuana, but not legalization. And most Floridians aren't going to support a $15 a day, an hour living wage. That's just too much money. And it's going to hurt the small businesses in the state of Florida. And you can go on and on and on. I mean, the environment cuts across all lines. That's something that Floridians think is important. But the only issue that's going to make people vote this election season, Ed, is going to be the economy and jobs. And the Republicans have delivered on that, both at the state level with Governor Rick Scott and at the national level with President Donald Trump.
Hey, Barney, I got a quick question with a couple of minutes I have you on here. We have an article that just came out a few days back on FloridaDaily.com. I was doing a story, and as many of you know, I do straight news stories out there. I mean, even though people know of our publication very well statewide, but I mean, our news guys, we call it straight, which it is still straight news stories. We have an article. We totally just sidebarred on the sideline, I should say, was the Democrats on the issue of immigration. But we got a big story that is, again, FloridaDaily.com. It's a pretty good story on a couple of local state races. And, of course, some congressional races here in Florida, of course, the gubernatorial race, on the issue of immigration and how Republicans have standed in the past. We, of course, have noted, you and I both noted on this radio show, that it's been Republicans in the state Senate that have killed the sanctuary cities bills. It's been the Republicans that have killed E-Verify out there. It has been a lot of the Republicans that support in-state tuition for illegal aliens. And yet you've got some of these congressmen or some of these individuals running for Congress that were never Trumpers, and yet now they're trying to side with President Trump on the issue of immigration. Are they a bunch of Johnny-come-latelys on this issue?
They are, but remember, it's not all Republicans. There are some moderate Republicans that have been in favor of supporting sanctuary cities, but most Republicans, most conservatives oppose that. And most people in Florida oppose sanctuary cities, sanctuary states. We want our borders closed. We want our borders secure. We want illegal aliens not allowed in this country. And as far as for the children, everybody's got a soft spot in our heart for children. But most of the children that are coming into the United States are not coming with their parents. They're coming alone. They're coming with somebody that their parents have paid to bring them here. That is not about separating kids from the parents. The parents aren't here to begin with.
Barney Bishop, former executive director of the Florida Democratic Party and very well-known columnist. Good to have you on today, Barney.
Thanks a lot, Ed. Take care now.
All right. Good to have you on. So real quick, before we get to some of the listeners here, there is a big debate, Roger. And this is, I mean, we're talking old school style politics. We used to see back years ago, instead of everybody just trying to get along, you see differences between Republican primaries. You don't see much differences. I mean, mm-hmm. you do among the Democrats, but it's usually not a lot. I mean, they all want $15 an hour minimum wage. They want more government involvement. But you've got a lot of these never Trumpers out there that are running Republican primaries that Trump this and didn't like Trump that, then now that are siding with President Trump on a lot of issues.
Yeah, very interesting. And I think it's because he surprised people on how well he was able to turn the economy around more than anything else.
It almost makes you wonder, we use this term, are they political cross-dressers?
Well, I admire people if they can look at the circumstances at hand and say, you know what, this turned out better than I expected. You know, I'm going to change my
mind. Now, you see, now you're giving them a leeway for them to flip-flop, well, some would say.
If they want what's best for America, I don't think that's flip-flopping.
Yeah, but if you knew about the president's proposals 2 years ago, but now you agree with him, but even though the proposals haven't changed?
It's possible they didn't realize how effective they will be until now.
Maybe sometimes it's all about sound bites. They realize how well the president's numbers are.
That's a possibility,
too. More as we continue to move along. Let's take some calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255, illegal immigration cost. Roger and I were debating this a few moments ago. He says, hey, if you want to keep your prices down at your grocery store or restaurant, you know what? Is it because of illegal immigration? I don't buy into that. I want to know what you think. Also, gun control. Democrats got a new slogan. It's called For the People. Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good morning. You're on WBOB. What's up?
Yeah, I'm calling because I was just listening, talking about the gun control. What I don't understand is they're going after the NRA and all that, and what they don't realize is a lot of these guns and a lot of these shootings that are hitting here in Jacksonville, Florida, and across Florida are stolen guns. So, I mean, why are you going to hit the NRA if people are still going to get the guns to do this stupid stuff?
Yeah. Hey, that's, you know, Joe, that's an interesting question out there. You know, the FBI came out in the 90s, and they said that the majority of crimes that were used, statistics, was a Saturday night special, which was a handgun. It wasn't like a long rifle. It wasn't a .223. It wasn't what they call the AR-15. And yet, you bring out a good specific point on this issue, and that issue in alone of guns being stolen and a lot of these crimes is never debated.
And, you know, guns have been around since the beginning of time for us. So, I mean, I've seen people that are smart with guns, and I've seen people that do not need a gun in their hand. How are you going to govern who says can have a gun and who can't? You know, I mean, that's what government's trying to do.
Right. Joe, let me ask you a quick question. Let's say, and I know I'm not, for argument's sake, let's say you and I are playing devil's advocate. If you were going to ban or at least have a gun control, if you were, hypothetically now, you would at least deal with the guns where the majority of these situations take place. But in the state of Florida, you mean to tell me I've got to be 21 now to buy a 410 shotgun to go squirrel hunting, or when I was a boy, a 20 gauge to go quail hunting? Those guns are never used for the most part in crimes.
And that's the worst part about it. Like, a .22 long rifle. I used to shoot one of them going squirrel hunting all
yeah.
the time. You know? And I went squirrel hunting when I was 12 and 13 years old with my grandfather. So, I mean, you know, you're taking away from children from learning, and God forbid the society ever collapses and we have to go back to old times. Half these people couldn't survive because they don't know how to get food.
Yeah, not everybody can be, what was that? Good to talk to you, Joe. What was that show, Bear Grylls?
Yeah.
Man versus Wild. Anyway, let's go to Lawrence. Hey, Lawrence, good morning. You're on WBOB. Hey, Lawrence, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can now. I lost you there for a second. I don't know what happened.
How's it going?
All right. I just want to know that the Democrats been talking to John Morgan.
That's, you know, Lawrence, I'm not laughing at you, but I wonder if, because I thought Morgan trademarked that name For the People.
Yeah, I would think so, because I had to have a lawyer several years ago, and I never used one before, but I didn't use him specifically because it's the slogan shouldn't be for the people, it's for the money.
Yeah.
But anyhow.
Lawrence, hold on. We can have a little bit of fun this morning on this. If you wanted to use for the, okay, instead of using the people, you could say for the illegal aliens, for the takers. I mean, you could almost use any type of noun for that, for the, couldn't you?
Yeah, you sure could, and it'd be more honest too. But on illegal, I don't really believe that. I know there's a lot of immigrants out there that's probably came here illegally and are working hard and holding down jobs and keeping their nose clean. But that's kind of like a guy that it's a different scenario that robs a liquor store, and maybe he doesn't kill anybody, but maybe he wounds a man and the man gets out of work and loses his job or whatever. Well, and he never gets caught, but then he gets on the right track and straightens up. He's still accountable for what he did. You
yeah.
know what I mean? It was still illegal. And if they ever catch up and say, "Oh yeah, you're the man that did that," you're gonna be incarcerated for that crime. And that's what all the discussion about is. They act like they haven't committed a crime. But that being said, the Republicans, that's the reason people. I don't know why they're not out there beating the bushes and tell all the good things that's happened with the economy and what Trump's done, but it's because I think half of them hate him just as bad, and they don't have the nicest way to say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, I know what you mean. The guts, yeah, I'm with you. Lawrence, good to talk to you this morning. I got to run. Yeah, it's kind of interesting when nobody, the latest poll numbers out there, nobody gives a flip about Russia.
Hmm.
Now, they like Trump's comments like, hey, Putin, I'm going to be the worst enemy he's ever had. Nobody cares about Russia, but yet the Republicans couldn't wait to pass some sort of resolution saying, no, we differ with Trump.
You mean the Republicans or Democrats?
Republicans.
Okay.
And in a word that makes to say that nobody cares, hey, nobody listens to techno. That's my new slogan. That's what everybody, nobody listens to tech. Nobody cares about this. They care about, like Lawrence just said, it's about the economy and about other social issues. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
I-95 north at the International Golf Parkway. Look out for a broken down car. 95 south at Emerson, there is another car that's having engine trouble. In fact, it looks like a semi. And on 295 north at Pritchard Road, we see another car there with engine trouble.
Criminal illegal aliens are a threat to Florida neighborhoods and a threat to Florida taxpayers. Adam Putnam believes it's time to support President Trump's plan to stop illegal immigration and put Florida families first. Securing our borders and banning sanctuary cities, deporting violent criminals, and protecting taxpayers. Adam Putnam will stand with President Trump and Florida law enforcement to keep us safe. Here's Adam Putnam.
There are many reasons to be mad about illegal immigration. Here's one we can't stand for. Today, taxpayers in Florida are paying nearly $100 million a year to imprison criminal illegal aliens. $100 million to feed, clothe, and house criminal illegal aliens. I'm Adam Putnam, and we need to support President Trump's plan to secure our borders and ban sanctuary cities. We need to protect taxpayers and deport violent criminals now.
Sponsored by Florida Grown PC.
Queens Harbor, prestige, excellence. Tomorrow, you're invited to join us at Queens Harbor Country Club for a community-wide open house from noon until 3. Nearly every home available for purchase will be open to the public. Golf course homes, pool homes, and deep water homes. Hi, I'm Jerry Landrum with the Legends of Real Estate. My golf course property on Queens Harbor Boulevard is just one of the 25 properties that you'll be able to visit. Tell security that you're there for the open house and receive one of our handouts. We can't wait to meet you.
Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit DivorceMenOnly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HDTV, others invest in a quality automobile, and many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at DivorceMenOnly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Island Doctors
cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Rain with thunderstorms very likely this afternoon, a high of 84. Tonight, less rain, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it's 78 here at WBOB.
To contact Ed Dean at AM 600 and 101.1 FM, call 222-TALK, 222-8255, or email ed at WBOB.com.
Roger Henderson, I've got to play this clip for you. This is from, I'm trying to remember, who is this, guys? This is, News 4 Jax. Folks, you got to hear this clip. This is from Destiny MacGyver. I guess she's one of the reporters for News 4 Jax. Terrence Freeman, you know, we talked about this on yesterday's radio show. He got appointed by Governor Rick Scott. He held a town hall meeting last night. It got brutal. Here's the clip, and people were calling him the N-word. Clip number five.
Lots of opposition, although some did support Terrence.
By the way, let me set this story up for those of you just... Governor, remember Reggie Brown, Katrina Brown, all being replaced. Governor Rick Scott. Terrence Freeman lives in Mandarin. Black Republican. And this also had played a mix as well. You got to listen to this clip, folks. This is priceless because it really shows the true accuracy of what the left thinks. He got appointed by Governor Rick Scott. He is Black Republican representing a Black community. They're all ticked off because he doesn't live in the district. Really? That's their biggest issue? Okay, that might be fair enough. Listen to the clip. You've got to hear this. Destiny MacGyver from News 4 Jax.
Terrence Freeman, as you said, a lot of people did not. And the reason being is because they say at the time of his appointment, he was not living within the district, meaning he doesn't understand the needs of the people. One after the other, this was a repeated question. What makes you qualified to represent District 10? It's a question Terrence Freeman was forced to answer.
These people are saying they don't want you.
So I have, and I agree. There are some folks that are not folks that are upset with the process, and I get that. I understand that. But this is where we're at. There's a 10-month window where I've been appointed, and I'm honored to have received that appointment from Governor Scott.
During tonight's town hall, Freeman ensured the district that he would represent them in issues to be voted on by the council. And some say they'll give Freeman a chance.
Now, he did have quite a few supporters last night.
Right.
The real brutal part in all of this, folks, just listen to this, comes up right now.
Many of those in attendance stood together in opposition of Freeman, and some were even hostile about it.
There it comes.
Sir, when you were up there, you called him the N-word.
I did call him the N-word. Everybody wants to bury it. But he depicts that. He let them use him. He has no integrity.
So he says that he's an N-word. He says everyone wants to bury that word. You know, he's kind of correct. But he says... Well, I mean, you heard what he says. He's being used, so they called him the N-word last night.
I'm speechless.
I'm not. Are you surprised? Oh, but hold on. It even gets better because the true colors of the left on this showing what's going on here.
And another issue that came up multiple times tonight was the fact that Freeman is a Republican representing a majority Democratic party or district, so they say that that's unfair, but of course Freeman responded saying that he can represent the district
because he is a Black Republican. It's not that because he's Black,
right?
Remember, we're told, hey, Blacks can only represent those in a Black community. Okay, I'll buy into that,
right?
No, now they've changed the narrative. He's a Republican. Wait a second. So if you're Black and you can represent those of problems in the Black community, but no, if you're a Democrat, you can take it. But if you're Republican, no, you can't represent. That's what they're all complaining about.
At the end of the day, that's what it boils down to.
They're, just what you've talked
they're
about.
They're just using the fact that he lived in Mandarin prior to
his appointment. That's exactly correct.
As an excuse, but he now technically is a resident of the district because prior to him taking the oath of office, he obtained residency in the district.
But Destiny MacGyver, and we've played her clip. She does a good job. She says they don't like it because he's a Republican. Well, let me ask you this, and I agree. I would have gone with a special election. I'm very consistent. But what if a Republican, and by the way, Roger, it happens. Republicans, You have to roll one of those over. What if a Republican gets elected into a Democratic area? Does that mean he or she is illegitimate?
It wouldn't be. And I think that
we know that.
Yeah, but the voters, the votes would count at that point. But this was an appointment. Special circumstance. It doesn't happen
folks,
all the time.
He's black, representing a black community. No. Now the liberal left has changed the narrative. No, because he's a Republican. That's the reason why he can't represent them. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Coming up in a few moments, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Fox News, coming up here in just a few moments, right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
In St. Johns County, 95 north of the International Golf Parkway, look out for a broken-down car causing backup.
Everybody loves this top hit. And now, for the first time, you can hear it live in person. Corinne Hawthorne will be here in Jacksonville, live, to perform her smash hit, Won't He Do It. It's the concert event of the summer, Corinne Hawthorne. You've seen Corinne Hawthorne, a finalist on NBC's The Voice. Now she's coming to Jacksonville. It's all happening Saturday night, July 28th. Tickets are only $15 each, so get yours now. They're on sale at the Salem Center, at Abyssinian Baptist Church, and online at jackscommunityevents.com. The concert event of the summer. Be there Saturday night, July 28th. It's Corinne Hawthorne, live in concert. So I trust him at
all times. Paid for by Kimberly Sadler for Duval County, Judge Group 8.
If you believe that protecting our Constitution is at the heart of our legal system, then you can trust judicial candidate Kimberly Sadler. Accomplished with years of experience fighting for justice and fairness in our court her legal career to ensuring the law works for all citizens of Jacksonville. As a former division chief in our public defender's office and serving with distinction in private practice, Kimberly Sadler is a uniquely qualified candidate with both private and public service. Experienced in litigating thousands of cases here in Florida's First Coast, Sadler will bring a high level of competence to the bench with the kind of professionalism that's rooted in our values and the Constitution. Proven to be trustworthy, fair, and honorable. Let's vote Kimberly Sadler for Duval County Judge. Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety, and it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. We are J. David Tax Law, a local law firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. At J. David Tax Law, only experienced tax attorneys will represent you, and our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Lots of rain with thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 84. Less rain this evening, but mostly cloudy. Overnight, the low 75. Right now, it is 78 at WBOB.
Coming up, she's booked for us at the top of the hour, Judge Jeanine Pirro, Justice with Judge Jeanine from Fox News. She's got her latest book out there against Comey and the rest of the deep state. So we'll get to all that coming up here. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Politically Incorrect Friday, what normally is not said during the week, most likely will be said today. More as we continue to move along. 7 a.m. hour up next on Talk Radio WBOB.